You tickle me. They call me a preemie. I used to be a married mother of three. My husband was in the military. My husband was ashamed of me because I couldn't see. Therefore, he divorced me. I come from a place called Morris Black. This place I won't miss. This place no longer exists. Excuse me. I had to literally fight the neighbors to protect my three. They used to tease my three. Your mama can't see that blind bee. My three truly loved me. At the age of 3 and 4, they was helping me shop at the grocery store, setting the table and helping with the meals. Why, they even opened up a candy store to help pay the bills. Reflections of me looking in the mirror, staring at a face, staring back at me that I no longer can see. I am blind. God helped me to independently overcome not being able to see, being a single mother raising my three. Oh, the baby said she is a survivor, and thank you for listening to her story.
All right, so that's from Jackie. She's a survivor. Now we have Del Center, and is Kaya Jones in the office? Can Miss Jones,
yep,
Miss Jones, come over here to my left? Del Center up here.
Yep.
Come this way. Okay. Here's the mic. Where's Kaya?
Hello. Good evening, everyone. My name is Delcina Brown, and I'm going to share my story as I am. Imagine as I am talking to a younger me using my pet name that my dad gave me. So please bear with me. Hey, beautiful chocolate brown baby girl. Come on now. Fix your face and adjust your crown. Yes, you'll lose your sight, but not your vision. I know you've been through so much even at 11 years old, but I promise you it will get better. I know we used to be ashamed and embarrassed about our disability, but there would be so much hope and love throughout your journey of womanhood, motherhood, and being a wife. The journey won't be easy. You may feel excluded at times. You may be hurt by the mean things people say or do. You may be fearful of what's ahead, but I assure you, you will find your place in this world. You will build your family. You will even find a community of people you can learn from, grow with, and experience life with. Always remember constant learning and never, ever giving up are the keys to unlocking your potential in the life that is in store for you. You will inspire and bring life to people who won't even need eyes to see. So sit down, everyone, and get ready and listen. Sit down and listen to what is to come, and do not lose sight of this vision. Remember when you walked into that tree on Halloween? Well, on Halloween, that didn't stop you from getting the candy you want. Actually, that was the first sign that you couldn't see at nighttime. I know you're afraid of the dark now, but I will share with you all just in a few how you overcame your fear of the dark. I'm sorry, y'all. Getting thrown off a little background noise here. I will share with you how you overcame your fear of the dark. just take this incident as God's way of telling you to slow down and be careful. Baby girl, I know you've been hurting since mom died a few years ago. And I know it hurts not having her shoulders to cry on when being picked on in school for wearing your new hearing aid. But you won't give up. You will stay in school. You will finish high school. You will go to college. And guess what? You earned your degree and some certificates, too. You will even have a few jobs that help, a few really good jobs that help you provide for your family. Speaking of family, yours is a little crazy, but I mean, whose family is it? You learn to hear their noise throughout the house. You will have four beautiful children, 9 grandbabies, one of which carries our name. You will get to be in the delivery room while she's being born and hear her first cry into the big, scary world. This is one of your most joyous moments. People say that blind people cannot raise children, but you, as a mom, a single mom of two, and then a wife and mom of four, will do all you have to do to raise all you can to raise your four babies, and you do. They all turned out okay, just about okay, but they will pay forward to impact the people around them. The hardest thing for you as a mom would be to bury your firstborn. It is unnatural for a parent to have to bury their child, but you will cry a lot. You will cry a lot, but you will have your memories of him to get you through the hardest of days. Thinking of memories, let me tell you, you might have lost your sight and your ability to drive, but that son of yours, every chance he gets, he will let you joyride in his car. You will drive around empty parking lots, having a sense of freedom, reminding you of your youth. Enjoy those precious moments. Chocolate Brown, baby girl. Let me tell you about this husband of yours. You will marry your 6'2" all beef patty special sauce prince. He's almost everything you dreamed of. You will spend 33 years in counting with him as your partner. I will tell you about the joy of marriage another time. Chocolate Brown, baby girl, we used to be ashamed and embarrassed about our disability. Because of this, we will have our ways to hide that we couldn't see or hear. We will have our friends with the brightest clothes walk in front of us so we will see the path that they walk. We will have our suitors lead us to and from the dance floor to ensure that we got back and forth safely. It won't be easy. We will have times of setback, but we will overcome these feelings. You will learn to use your cane. You will learn to navigate surroundings. You will learn new surroundings. You will get to travel places that you always wanted to go. In a way, it will benefit you. Whether it's getting VIP treatments on cruise ship or traveling in Paris or London, you will gain the confidence to travel even at nighttime. Oh, this is the story of how you overcame your fear of the dark. Well, actually, it's twofold. You will meet two different communities of people that you enjoy being around, and this is your need to not feel excluded in a way has helped you. See, you was with one group, and you didn't want to leave the party early to get back to your room before it got dark. You was at a campground for the blind. So with the help of your friends, you learn to navigate, learn your surroundings, and so you learn, adapted, and you learn and adapted, learn the campgrounds and whatnot. So you're with another group of people called the National Federation of the Blind. You attend your first national convention, and you learn more how to advocate for yourself, and you learn to walk the hotels and speak to your Congress people. But these are the things that help you overcome your fear of the dark. Chocolate Brown, baby girl, you might have lost your sight, but you don't lose your zest for life. Your children may try to get away with things, but you even smell when they're up to no good. You know, your life turned out better than you imagined. People picked on you when you were young, but you're tougher than what they realize. So, baby girl, you learn, you adapt it, you never give up. Thank you.
Thank you, Delcino, for that story. Chocolate Brown, baby girl, huh? So I'm hoping that Chastity and Tamika are on their way towards the front or close to me somewhere. Remember in the beginning I said it requires courage to continue. But the way I view blindness, many of you have been through those communities where they have a speed bump in the road. So you know you get a fast start, so you might have your sight when you're born, you might have your vision all the way to adulthood. But somewhere down the way, you 20 years into your career, and diabetes or something tragic take place. But if you have courage, if you have faith, you find the NFB, you find a family of those who already been where you just arrived and say, hey, you know, come out of that corner. Don't feel bad for yourself. Get up. It's just a bump in the road. It's a speed bump. Slow you down as soon as you get on the other side of the bump. You speed it back up. Chastity, are you here?
Yes.
Come on down. Justin, you know, I think this is a Nina Simone type story, guys. You know, what she say? I'm feeling good.
Chastity, you feel the podium to you?
Oh, okay.
Give me your hand and I'll give you the mic. All right.
Thank you very much. Hello, my name's Chastity Gilliam. And I'm happy to be here, and I want to thank everybody that's going through this journey, because in the beginning, I wanted to give up, but when I surrounded myself with people that didn't, I didn't. Bear with me. I used to be afraid of the dark, but not anymore. Blindness came into my life, something like a tornado, and left me destitute on the floor. I was so lost. I was so low. Until I heard a voice say, get up. You got to get up off that floor. You know, if you stay down too long, the only one that's going to come save you is the devil. And trust me when I tell you, he's a cold-hearted bastard. He waited just until you lost everything and turned your nothing into disaster. Snatched your sight and left with laughter. He made a playground out of your mind with the time that you left idle. He turned all those sweet thoughts of surviving into thoughts that were suicidal. So you gotta get up. They say if you muster up enough faith the size of a small seed, I think you can make it to your knees. And if you can make it to your knees, I want you to pray. I want you to pray for laughter. I want you to pray for courage. I want you to pray for persistence. I want you to pray for wisdom. I want you to pray for laughter because you're gonna need it. Remember that time you're going to go out and you thought you was cute, only to realize that your pants were inside out and you had on two different boots? Or you went into the kitchen thinking you could see trying to cook and you press boil instead of bake and burnt up everything, or going to the bathroom attempting to brush your teeth only to find out you are using face cream. I wanted you to pray for courage because you're going to need it. There are going to be some very dark days where you're going to reach down inside and try to pull some strength from within. I want you to pray for courage because you're going to start to recognize your enemies because they used to be your friends. I want you to pray for persistence, and with any opportunity, I hope you don't take a seat, that you stand up and take it. I want you to pray for persistence just in case you got the courage and thought you couldn't make it. In order to find your light through the darkness, you're going to have to find your shine by any means necessary. You're going to need wisdom to understand that the willingness has to come first in order for the will to be secondary. Thank you.
Boy, I tell you, when you want to live the life you want, you first of all have to get it in your head. And then you can take steps to make it happen. So my last presenter is here. And if she was walking to music, it would be Nicely. You know,
By
Michelle, I think that's who that is. But you know what I find interesting? Remember I told you earlier you can be in this group from the cradle to the grave? I said you could be in this group if you're rich or poor, or if you're green or gold. If you party and kick it, and you can't drive no more and all that other stuff got going on, you can get back up again. I want y'all to hear from Nice Day. Come on, I mean, Nice Day. Come on, Nice Day. Got
it? Good evening. Thank you for allowing us to come to Indiana. I appreciate being here. So, once upon a time, I used to be a bulldog in a dress. I was 25 years old. Slick, sleek, chic, sophisticated. Back in the day, they used to say, guys used to say, you a dime piece. And I was. I really was. I was a dime piece that I walked into this club called The Coop. It was my 25th birthday. And I had all types of variety of guys that came, friends, boyfriends, ex-boyfriends, and then you know the FWB, if y'all know what I mean. Okay. So then at 27, I lost my hearing. And I'm like, wow, I'm visually impaired. And now I'm losing my hearing. I'm about to be the next Black Helen Keller, okay? And the doctor said, you're taking this very well. I said, I have to. I have a son to think about. I have to be an example for him. And then at 36, you know, I met my alleged king. And the reason why I said alleged, because we divorced. Happily divorced. Nothing against marriage. Marriage is a beautiful thing when you share it with someone that's on the same page as you. So now, since I lost my sight a little bit more, my dating is a little different. Ladies, remember when we used to see that guy coming through the club, coming through the grocery store? We'd be like, ooh. You know? And you know by the end of the day or by the end of the week, you know what category you're putting him in, right? But now since I lost my vision, no, I'm sorry, my sight, but not my vision, I'm still looking for that king. So what I'm doing now, I'll braille you up and braille you down. If you give me that permission. Okay? I am fabulous 46 when I lost my sight altogether. Before I was just visually impaired, but now I lost my sight altogether. And all I can see is lights. I could tell when it's dark and I could tell when it's bright. But I can't see no face. I can't see my kid's face. I have a 31-year-old and I have a 14-year-old. I have 3 grandbabies. I never saw their face ever. And yes, it would be lovely to see them. But God allowed me to see them other ways. So I just wanted to let you know. Yes, I was a bulldog in a dress, you know. Didn't take no mess off of no man. But now I am fantastic 50 standing here in front of you today. Okay? And now I remember when I said I was a dime piece back then? Now I'm a quarter. I am more valuable now than I was back then. Okay? And I just want to let everybody know, even though I lost my sight, I sat up here and made it through college. I got a bachelor's degree in business management. I got an associate's degree in office administrative assistant. I have a certificate in communication, public speaking, home health aid, and customer service rep. I did not let my sight or my visions to hinder me. And I have to be an example. I have a 14-year-old daughter that look at me every single day and follow my every whim. I feel like I argue with myself. That's how much she remind me of me. Now, am I still looking for my king? I found my king. 25 years later, I found my king. And I am very happy. And we taking it slow. So now I'm not a bulldog in a dress, but I'm a little cute puppy. Thank you for my story.
Right here.
I hope you guys enjoy. This is our brief presentation.